On ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. And by the way, we will take your phone calls here very shortly on the firing of Magic head coach Frank Vogel. The boss man is kind enough to join us here on ESPN 580. And Mr. Weltman, as you said during your news conference, a very tough day, a very hard day. You said that you would evaluate throughout the season. Can you share with us, Jeff, what led to the decision to dismiss Frank Vogel today?
Well, without reducing it to, you know, 1 or 2 points, which is impossible because that's not what these decisions are about. You know, we said from the outset that this was going to be a year-long evaluation process for the organization. And obviously, we got hit with a lot of, you know, uncontrollable issues, you know, notably injuries at the top of the list. You know, at the end of the day, Scott, we have so many things where we need to get better and we need to improve upon internally. You know, I need to take a hard look at myself in the mirror. But, you know, we came away from the season feeling that we needed to make this change in order to go forward.
Self-reflection is a very good thing. But when you have things going on outside of yourself, if you will, and all the injuries and the 230 games, whatever it was, missed by Magic players due to illness or injury, how in the world do you sort of factor all that in, Jeff?
I don't know that you can. I mean, you just have to make the best of it because that's all you got. You know, you can't ask for more. That's what we were given, and that's where we have to go with it. And so you know, it was unsteady. It was unbalanced. It was probably stop and go a lot. You know, you get a look at one lineup and this guy goes down and you get a look at another lineup and, well, this one's not working. And at some point in the season, we said, look, this season is more now about developing our young guys and going in that direction. So, you know, there wasn't really a steady baseline where we can say, like, we know exactly what we have. But, you know, that's often the way the NBA works. You know, it's a game of runs and it's a season of runs. And, you know, the trick is to max out when you're hot and try to, you know, call a timeout when you're not. And so we just have to take all that into account and try to figure out what we have and move forward.
Jeff Weltman, Magic President of Basketball Operations here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez live from Amway Center. I've actually said this a time or two, Jeff, and I know some of my listeners have as well. Well, you know, Greg Popovich or Red Auerbach or Phil Jackson, they couldn't have done any better with the roster that Frank Vogel had this year and the circumstances that happened in terms of the injuries. How do you respond to that, Jeff?
You know, I think that's a really fair statement. You know, I don't know who could have handled this wave of injuries, in all honesty. I think that, you know, in that respect, you know, Frank was not dealt a good hand to play with. You know, our players weren't dealt a good hand. You know, none of us were. That's the vagaries of the NBA. You know, the unexpected that you can't control, and you just hope that you're one of those teams that's not going to get bitten by the injury bug this season, and it wasn't us. You know, I think Frank did a good job keeping guys together, keeping them attached, keeping the wheels on the bus. And, you know, he worked hard at it. And you know, I don't know really if there's a solution to getting hit with this kind of injury bug.
You obviously felt like you needed to make a change. What was it, one thing, Jeff? What was it? Okay, he's not developing the younger players like I think he should. What was it? Accountability. What was it, one specific thing that led you to make this decision today?
No. I think that's one of the kind of, you know, misconceptions sometimes is that, you know, you get hung up on this one thing or this one idea that you wish was, you know, working out better. You know, this is an imperfect fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants business. You know, the more information that comes at you, the faster it comes. You know, and it's just the games just keep coming. The injuries keep coming. And so it's all, we're all kind of like you prepare, you do training camp, you plan, and then you just inhale and you exhale in April, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, no, it's not one thing. This is just a matter of us taking the year to look at everything and the relationships and the development and the direction and just coming up to this determination that we needed to make this change.
Jeff Weltman is here. He is the president of basketball operations of the Orlando Magic here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez live from Amway Center. Frank Vogel dismissed as head coach of the Magic today. The NBA, like any business, Jeff, you talk about relationships a lot, and you talked in the news conference about it's a people business. There are a lot of people saying, well, you know, the main reason why Jeff Weltman made this move is because he has a relationship with some of those coaches up there in Toronto, and that's why he made the move. And one of those guys, be it Nurse or Stackhouse, is going to come in and become the head coach of the Orlando Magic. Can you touch upon that, if you would, please?
Yeah, I all I know is I don't know where this stuff comes up sometimes, honestly, Scott. Like, I ask so many writers, like, where do you guys come up with this stuff, you know? I mean, like, I understand that dots need to be connected, and I worked in Toronto, and here, there's Nick Nurse, and they're doing well, and here's Stack, and he's doing well, and I've worked with those guys, and I understand that. And I'm not saying they won't be part of the guys that we consider in the process, but none of this has any foundation or grounding in truth, you know? I mean, we haven't discussed this. We're not there. We've had so much on our plate, you know, in finishing this season that, you know, that's the next stage. But, you know, there's no truth to any of those, you know, rumors at this stage.
Jeff Weltman here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. So what about this team now? Does this move, Jeff, signal perhaps some radical changes in the future in trying to get a talent upgrade here in Orlando?
Well, if it's about a talent upgrade, it's not going to be a radical change in our attempt. I mean, that's all we've been trying to do since the day we got here, and it's what we need to do first and foremost. You know, we have to upgrade our roster. We have to do it any way possible, and I don't think that this coaching change signals a change in our philosophy. You know, we're going to be aggressive and looking to improve our roster without kind of shortcutting the process or giving up long range assets to win the press conference tomorrow. That's going to be our philosophy, and I think that remains steady.
You talked about this during the news conference. That timeline, I would think, now has to be accelerated some because of all the stuff going on in the NBA right now with some jobs possibly opening here in the very near future. So that timeline, I would imagine, I know you want to get the right guy, but it also has to be accelerated a little bit, doesn't it?
I would say that you want to do it as quickly and as well as possible. You know, you don't want to jump to it without meeting people that you might be interested in because they can't do it yet. You know, I'll say this, you know, John and I are going on a trip overseas next week to scout. And, you know, this will be a time to kind of put heads together, gather thoughts, and, you know, start to understand, you know, what the shape of the process will look like. And you're right. We do want to do it as quickly as possible. But I say as much to be able to get somebody in the seat to get their arms around our team as to beat another team to the punch.
Is Orlando an attractive job? Because we hear from fans all the time, oh, Orlando, for some reason we have an inferiority complex here in Orlando for whatever reason. And I think that's because mainly due to the fact that we have a lot of people coming in and out every day. And a lot of people don't know the great history of this franchise. Is Orlando an attractive job for a head coach?
Scott, my first week in Toronto, I was riding up to the office in the elevator with Masai, and some guy, good luck, guys. You got your work cut out for you. And he got off the elevator, and Masai and I looked at each other, and he just rolled his eyes like, this is why they've lost. And Scott, the first part of it is changing the belief.
Yeah.
Yes, this is a good job.
Absolutely.
Yes, this is a highly coveted NBA job. I can tell you that I didn't look to leave Toronto. This is a highly coveted NBA job. I'll say this. We played the Sacramento Kings on a Tuesday night. I think at the time it was the two worst records in the NBA. Sellout.
Sure.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen places. People around the league know this.
Yeah.
I won't even get into the Central Florida lifestyle. I won't get into the stable ownership. I'll say this. The fans here have had an inordinate amount of success. You look at the Minnesota Timberwolves making the playoffs for the first time in 13 years.
Yeah.
I look out of my office and I see two Eastern Conference Finals flags like in the last 15 years. These guys haven't made the playoffs in 13 years.
Right.
You know what? There's been a lot of success here. There's no question that NBA players want to live here. They want to work here. They know that this is a great organization with great ownership, great leadership, and great facilities. And once we start showing them we're ready to break through, we're ready to change the belief system, I do believe strongly, or I would not have come here, that the rest of it will sell itself.
Mm. Very well said. Jeff Weltman, president of basketball operations of the Orlando Magic, here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. How much of what happened today had to do with the fact that Frank was not your guy? Like typically, it's the other way around. Like the head coach is hired by the GM. You come in, the head coach is already here. How much of that has to do with the fact that you did not hire Frank Vogel?
Scott, I don't look at it that way. You know, I would never endeavor to leave the job that I had and take another job if I looked at this that way. If I said, well, he's not my guy, but I'll cycle through. That's not how I approach this. The way I look at it is, you know, I had admired Frank Vogel from afar for a long time as a solid, quality NBA coach. Heard nothing but the best things about him. And as I sit here today, I still feel that way strongly about him in both regards. When I take this job, what I say to myself is, Frank Vogel is my guy. That's my guy. We got to make this work. And so, you know, I don't subscribe to that approach. So, and listen, Frank did everything that he could within his power. He bent over backwards to do things the way that we want them done organizationally. And it just didn't work out.
Jeff, what about the characteristics now for that next person as the head coach of the Orlando Magic? What are the main characteristics that you're looking for out of this next person?
Yep. I've seen, you know, checklists and forms where you kind of like, well, let's go through these processes and fill out these lists, and that'll tell us the kind of person that we're looking for. Are we looking for this? I don't look at it that way. I've spoken, you know, with John philosophically around the edges of the beginning of this stage of it. And I don't think that we can afford to take the approach of we need this or we need that. I think oftentimes, you know, coaching hires are done on pendulum swings. Well, we had this and it didn't work, so we need to go to the other end of the spectrum and have this. You know, we had a player-friendly coach, so now we need an authoritarian coach. This is a person who we're looking to lead us and develop us to success, and he has to mingle with 15 NBA players and get them to buy in and convince them and sell them and get them to believe. And all of these things come together and you say, that's our guy. So I don't have an answer. As I said before, I work for Larry Brown. I work for George Karl. I work for Dwayne Casey. All these guys have wildly different approaches, and they've all been wildly successful. Huh. There's no right answer.
Yeah, of course, Larry Brown kind of came from the college ranks, although he went back and forth. But does this person have to have NBA experience, major college experience, or you'll know it when you see it?
I think the last, you know, I think that we can't close our options off. I think there are a lot of successful candidates. You know, you can say like, well, you know, college coaches, that's a lot to learn. Well, then the Celtics never would have hired Brad Stevens, you know. If you had thousands and thousands of these hires, then maybe we can go to some analytics crew and say, hey, reduce these numbers for us, you know, like, but they would be the first guys to tell you. If you said, hey, listen, would you tell us like what works and what doesn't? They would tell you this sample size is not big enough. There's 30 of these teams. There's not enough of these to go through and say like, here's the way it works. So yeah, we need to keep our eyes open. We need to keep our minds open and, you know, start to understand like who's available, what kind of approach that we're going to take, and meet with people.
I would tell you that I'm available, but I don't want to ruin the franchise for the next 20 years, so
you're
we'll
under
leave it
contract.
At that. Yeah, exactly. I know it's a hard day, Jeff. Thank you so much
for coming in and
answering some hard questions, and we'll talk to you soon. All right, boss?
Appreciate it.
All right, you bet. The president of basketball operations, Jeff Weltman, here live on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez from Amway Center.